Okay, so where do you start? What is an animatic? You can come on, you can do that, can't you? You can explain what an animatic is.
What an animatic is? I have no idea. An animatic is very... It's a great tool to check if something works. And a storyboard doesn't have any timing. I mean, it's just a drawing. I mean, how long does this drawing, this frame, has to be? An animatic, you can work with the timing. You make it can make it shorter. You can make it longer. And if it works in the animatic, then you've made a big step.
Here are a few of our storyboard images. We have a couple of, 300, 400, something like that. So, let's say if I want to import multiple images, these for example, enter. Now I have one strip. If I want to separate the strips, then I just have to press the Y button. And in this case, I would like them to be 30 frames. Okay, now I have all my images separated. I can try to play it, see if that works. No, not working, it's going too slow. So I need to work on the timing. To do this, I have a few magic buttons you really need. That's the 8 button. If I have only this strip selected, I can deselect it with the 8 button, and if I select it again, if I press the 8 button again, I have everything selected. And the E button is for extending, and with the E button I can make certain strips longer, shorter, and it's also very important where your cursor is. If I have the cursor on the left of the current the time frame, it goes this way. If I have it on the right side, I press E, it goes this way. G for grab. If I hold down the control, I can snap it. I want, I can snap it to here, or if I want to, I can snap it to here, but now I want it okay, right. Let's see if that works better now. That's still going a bit slow at the end, so I need to make that a bit faster. This one could be a little bit shorter. It still needs a little bit of work, but you know, this is the basic. When something doesn't work in the animatic, then first you will try to make it work with a different timing. Maybe it's the timing that's not correct. But you know, at some point, you know, you have to stop playing with the timing, and it's something else. Then you have to change bigger things, as it may be a camera angle that's wrong, or is it an entire scene that needs to be removed? Is it a joke that just doesn't work? Is it a situation that it's like too complicated for people to understand? I mean, maybe we understand something. Maybe we can laugh at a certain joke, or maybe we understand a chaotic scene, but if somebody who has no knowledge of the movie whatsoever, just doesn't understand it or doesn't get it at all with the animatic, then yeah, we have to consider of
changing it or even remove it. Here I have the option enable stem, and there are different kind of things you can show in your frame when you render it. So I have the name of the sequence strip, the time, the date, the camera if you want to, the scene, and all kinds of stuff. Okay, I'll just render it. Let's see what. Okay. Of course you don't see anything because it's like black. It's the end of the movie. But we have here time 8 minutes 20 seconds, and so that's at this moment that's the length of our movie without the credits, by the way. So in the end the movie will be around, I don't know, between 9 and 12 minutes or something. Yeah, these are like all the shots as meta strips, because later we will go back to the animatic and we will place OpenGL renders, the final animations. We will put it in this animatic and we will replace these shots with, you know, all the new stuff. We will later we will also put sounds and other stuff in it, and slowly this, you know, the movie will start to look more finished step by step.
Okay, good.
I'm just talking nonsense. Okay, some other thing that's new, that's the markers. So you can rename them. You can move them, also very important. These markers are for the different scenes. Now I can see exactly where scene 13 starts, and that's right here. So very important. When you want to change some of the timing, make sure that you have your marker selected, like so. And I select all the meta strips, I press E, and as you can see, the markers will go with the meta strips, so you don't have to worry about that. So let's start from here. Actually, you're never done with the animatic. Every time you think you're ready with the animatic, then somebody, like, for example, Tom says, hey, there's some continuity problem there. The character has to walk in a slight angle, and so we have to go back to the animatic and make it work in the animatic. And okay, so in a way it's never done. We have weeklies. Almost every weekly we have people coming over, surprise guests, sponsors, Tom's friends, and you know, we show the people what we made so far, for example the animatic, and people can give their feedback, their ideas, what they think of it, and so yeah, and sometimes it's like very, very good feedback. So we go back to the animatic and change, you know, to make it even better. Again, that's what happens with the animatic. You make it, then you look at it, you review it, you let other people watch it, and then you go back and make it better again.
Yeah,
call that done.
Yeah, done. Who's gonna edit it?